From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, an interview with President Bush's budget director, Rob Portman. The former Republican congressman from Ohio is upbeat about getting a balanced budget one of these days. But passing the next budget through Congress will be a lot tougher than he might have expected when he took the job last year. He had been U.S. Trade Representative. Portman is President Bush's first director of the Office of Management and Budget to face a Democratic Congress. Speaking with us in the old executive office building next to the White House, Portman said that makes the job different but not impossible.
My experience on Capitol Hill, where I served as a member of Congress for 7 years, I guess, under the Republican leadership in Congress, but with a Democrat president, is that under divided government, there's a possibility of getting some big things done. And one certainly, from my way of thinking, would be in the area of budgets, getting earmarks under control, getting a legislative line item veto through, which would make sense for this president and future presidents, achieving balance over the five-year period that the budget outlines, and finally, beginning to address the unsustainable growth in the entitlement programs, which is the longer range but more difficult budget challenge we face.
What are the prospects of the U.S. having a balanced federal budget in the next few years?
I think it's possible, Robert, and I think it's possible for two reasons. One, the president has now come out and said that he is for a balanced budget, and the response has been pretty positive on both sides of the aisle. Second, we are in a situation where, because of a growing economy, our tax revenues have increased, and because of some better constraint on the spending side, we have the possibility of showing our spending and our revenues coming together over the next 5 years.
On the other hand, a lot of people look at the revenues and they say that the AMT, the alternate minimum tax, its impact on the middle class ought to be reduced. That would bring in perhaps less revenue. And they think that the spending that's being identified now for Iraq and Afghanistan and other aspects of the war on terror is understated right now.
Well, all those have to be considered as part of the budget process. The details for the president's budget will come out on February 5th, but we do project that the economy will continue to be strong, and combined with, again, a little better spending constraint, which we've seen over the last couple of years, you can get to a balance over time. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's going to require prioritizing and making some tough decisions.
The new Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, declared the other day, no new deficit spending. We should go back to pay-as-you-go on the Hill. If you're going to increase spending, identify where it's going to come from. If you're going to cut taxes, identify where the spending is going to go down. Good idea? Sensible? Mm-hmm.
Well, on the spending side, it's certainly a good idea. What she said actually was that for new mandatory spending, that you would have to either come up with tax increases to pay for that or spending cuts within the entitlement programs to pay for it. She did not say that with respect to what most consider government spending, which is the annually appropriated spending for the departments and agencies and programs. This would be more than 40% of our budget. So what we have proposed is, let's focus PAYGO on spending generally, both mandatory spending and so-called discretionary spending, which is the annually appropriated spending. Let's continue the tax relief in place, and that combination will enable us to get to a balanced budget.
What do you say to someone who finds a dissonance between the idea of fighting a war and having to pay for it through supplemental appropriations, and at the same time insisting on tax breaks? It seems the antithesis of sacrifice to say that even the deceased wealthy should get a better tax deal in what the president describes as a time of war.
Well, first, we're not talking about a better tax deal. We're talking about continuing the tax relief that's in place. If you look at the numbers, there is an amazing correlation between the full implementation of the tax relief in 2003 and the increases in employment, the increases in our GDP, our economic growth. The tax relief has been very helpful to do that, and the question is, can we do that and also pay for the costs of the global war on terror, including the costs in Iraq?
I assume the answer you're saying is yes.
The answer
is it can be, because otherwise you wouldn't be proposing this.
Yes. I mean, again, these are significant costs, and I don't mean to minimize them, but we're not putting together rosy projections in order to make the budget look good. We're trying to do it with the best information we have, including on the costs that we see coming up over the next few years in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, OMB Director Rob Portman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.